Silva. 30 seconds to go in the first period. Here, Cassidy with the lead, 17-8, and the ball. Come off the court, Justin Thomas, drives it to Bennett, up a free throw. Bennett's looking, he's going to be fouled up, go on. He takes the back, and makes a spin move to the right, he's going to go out there. And actually, it's been a pretty quiet game as far as fouls. Before the end of the first quarter, Cassidy with the lead, 19-8. And running the ball is going to be Brody Lawrence. Lawrence brings the ball up the court, looks right, and goes right with it, throws it to Trevor Lawrence, moves on, passes it up, passes it off to Volker on the line. Volker goes up from the paint and gets fouled. And I believe, back by him, he's going to put this fucking ball up right away here, I think. Nope. Going to give back to Alex Zalewski.
Well, that's a nice break for Cal City. They're going to get two early on Morgan Riddle for sure.
Yeah, I really thought he was going to get that though, so.
Chet Buckle really had a great job of finding that gap in the zone, and they dished the ball into him by giving him a chance to get that layup attempt.
And he made his first one. He's an 80% free throw shooter. He's 8 for 10 on the year, or 9 for 11 now, and his second is on the line. He's 10 for 12 now, making it 19-10. 7 seconds to go. Cal City's getting up now. Full court pass to him, man-to-man. They get it across the timeline, a quick time call by Matt. And the first quarter of Cassidy off the lead, 19-10. We'll be back right after we have some of our sponsors.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Michelle Shaw. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
If you're looking for a commitment-free cellular solution, it has never been more affordable to get a fast-track prepaid phone from Thumb Cellular. Fast-track prepaid gives you the convenience and security of a cellular phone without the monthly bill and commitment. Right now, for just $75, you can get everything you need for an entire year's worth of service. A great phone and 375 nationwide minutes that are good for an entire year. All that for just $75. No bills, no commitment, just worry-free cellular service all year long. Give it to your kids, throw it in your purse, or carry it on your belt. And with Fast Track Prepaid, you can add more minutes anytime by stopping into one of their convenient locations throughout the Thumb area. So stop by any Thumb Cellular location in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky and ask for the security plan. And it's only from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb. Talk of the Thumb.
We're back here at Laker High School at the end of the first quarter. Starting the second, Cal City comes out. We have the lead, 19-10. And looks like Laker has stepped up to intensity on their man-to-man a little bit here, Brent.
They really have, and Cal City's working hard. They're running the offense through. They've made about 10 or 12 passes already, trying to get the ball inside.
And it was a more ball drive ball by Brennan. He couldn't break up the wall. He got his own rebound. He put the ball up. And that's a good work ball there. Chase Brickle, he had a good position there, Alex Zalewski, and he was pretty close, but he bounced him over and got that rebound. Lakers brings it back down the court. 19-10, they trail the Cassidy Wildcats here in a Greater Thumb West Conference game. But Cassidy needs to stay in the chase, and Lakers needs to just even hang around and maybe the chase for the Greater Thumb West title. And there's a left side to Well, get the backup of Van Tiplin, who took the win there and threw it from the top of the corner. Great rebound to throw by Kelsey, and he pushes up the top of Brady. Brady throws. Walker comes across the backboard. He can't get the foul off the glass. Rebound by Walker. Walker pushes it up the court to Lowe. Lowe drives the puck. Lowe back took the line. Rebound out control. The puck by just convert here a couple times would be wonderful. So they bring the ball down the court, get it to the right side of Warwick. He feeds it back to the top to Morris. Morris takes it to the other side, gives it to Van Tiplin. Tiplin looks for the three, looks inside to Zuhlman. He's not there. They swing it back around the right side. And now they're going to go Warwick for the home team. He comes off the big guy now, and they have to go around and run down the back line. It's Justin Kettle. He runs up there. He's not going to go. He runs up there. Brody Wood. And now, they have to do the business making for him tonight. They set up by Wood. And he's doing it. He's kind of down a little bit. Oh, well. He's got a little pushing seven miles per hour. And there's no room left between the two of them. And they see it to zoom in. And he sits it out there. And goes right on the van. He's ready to bring the ball to court. Now on three. Pull the ball back to Kettle. And Kettle brings it down right in front of him. And I'll pop back to Brody. Brody's shot up and up the floor at the ground. That's the one I should say. Controlled by Morris and Brody Lance, the smallest guy out there almost. Yeah, Lakers gives it a chance to take a breath here. Warwick swings it around the top, bounce pops inside of Volker. Volker feeds the man. Oh,
it never fails. There's a little ice on the road. You're a little late for work. You tap the brakes a little too hard. What then? I'm Dave Tucker, body shop manager at Moore Shoreline in Sebring. Call me right away when this happens. I'll bring you a clean loaner with a full tank of gas, and you can be on your way. I'll do the estimate right there on the spot. All you have to do is call your insurance company. I'll take care of the rest. After restoring your vehicle, I'll bring it back to you, completely detailed inside and out, all hassle-free, and all no charge. And there's more. Moore Shoreline's Body Shop guarantees the work for life. How do we do that? Moore Shoreline has factory-trained technicians with over 15 years' experience. After having work done in our body shop, our customers tell us all the time their vehicles look like new. See Moore Shoreline today, M25, just 4 miles north of Unionville. More service, more quality, more selection.
You're back here listening to the Game of the Weekend Cruise World 2.1. Brent Wanner, Sue Schreier bringing you the Cal City Roadhouse Lakers game. Cal City with a slow lead, 19-17, 4:23 to go around. They come in out of the front row. They see it inside the middle of the row. He can't get it under control. And they hope to fall over to Brooklyn to bring it down. But the bottom line again, and see if Van Tiplin can get the lead back. He takes a long three with him. Rebound to come back here. He sees it down the court. Four. Brooklyn, Brooklyn, and they drop the glass. He goes over it, and Brooklyn. 4 minutes to go here in the first half.
Just coming out of the foul chain. The Cal City should have had an another one. They miss it, and then Lakers comes down to throw a rebound on this bar, and Cal just throws it in
there. And that's what happens, though, when you let them hang around for a little bit too long. And you've got Cal City just didn't capitalize, and they let the Lakers play the board game. And you can only give Lakers any momentum, or they'll beat you on the home court. They'll touch.
Cal City did a great job of double penetrating to the basket, but the guys off the bar are probably better players at red mat and making their cups to the basket to get easy lots, and they're not doing that right now.
And now I think they've been defining the timeout where Coach Kranich says we need to feed our big guys a little bit more, and they really forced that bar inside to Morgan Earl that time, and he got it down actually under the glass and leaned back into Volker, and Volker picked up his first fair. you know, Marvin goes to the air and misses the first one there, so.
Maybe a bit lucky though for Martin Arrow. As you said, he was pinned underneath the backboard, and Chase Boker had a pretty good defensive position, but he got called for the foul anyway.
So he had a pretty good...